You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Shriram Finance's net profit in Q4 FY24 rose 49% to ₹1,945.87 crore versus ₹1,308.31 crore it posted in the same quarter a year ago. The company's total revenue from operations stood at ₹9,438.71 crore in Q4 of FY24 against ₹7,756.33 crore it recorded in Q4 of FY24. The net interest income for the fourth quarter of FY24 increased by 20.02% and stood at ₹5,336.06 crores, as against ₹4,445.89 crores in the same period of the previous year. The company's total assets under management as of March 31st increased by 21.10% and stood at ₹2,24,861.98 crores, as compared to ₹1,85,682.86 crores it reported in the same period a year ago. Next up, Tata Motors inaugurated a new commercial vehicle spare parts warehouse in Guwahati. Establishing this new unit will enable easy availability of spares at Tata authorized service stations in the northeast. Spanning over 1 lakh square feet, the state-of-the-art facility is fully digitalized and stocks spare parts for the entire commercial vehicle portfolio. The warehouse will stock an extensive range of sub 1-ton to 55-ton cargo vehicles and 10-seater to 51-seater mass mobility solutions, ranging in small commercial vehicles and pickups, trucks, and bus segments. Tata Motors has partnered with Delhivery to leverage its technology-enabled warehousing and transportation solutions. The facility also boasts cutting-edge storage systems catering to diverse needs, including gravity spiral and vertical reciprocating conveyors. Meanwhile, in Q4 of FY24, Bajaj Finserv recorded a net profit of ₹2,118.53 crore versus ₹1,768.95 crore it reported in Q4 of FY23, a jump of almost 20% on year. The non-banking lender's net interest came in at ₹14,649.29 crore, an increase of nearly 33% year-on-year in Q4 FY24, against ₹11,025.45 crore it reported in Q4 FY23. The board of directors have recommended a dividend of 1 per equity share. The company said, quote, "The said dividend, if declared by the shareholders at the ensuing annual general meeting, will be credited or dispatched on or about Friday, 26 July 2024, or Saturday, 27 July 2024, end quote. In another development, the Noida International Airport announced the completion of air calibration for the DVOR and DME systems. These systems are crucial components aiding navigation, landing and aircraft departure. Last week, calibration commenced with the inaugural flight of the Beechcraft King Air B300, a twin-engine turboprop aircraft, at the Greenfield Airport in Jewar, approximately 75 kilometers from Delhi. The airport posted on its official account on X and said, quote, "Milestone alert, air calibration of the DME and DVOR, two essential systems supportive of landing, departure and navigation of the airplane is completed," end quote. The DME and DVOR play a very important role in regulatory compliance, operational planning and adhering safety of aviation. In separate development, Cube Highways Trust, managed by Cube Highways Fund Advisors Private Limited, recently announced that it will acquire 7 highway assets. These assets are from Singapore-based Cube Highways and Infrastructure 3 PTE Limited and Cube Highways Infrastructure PTE Limited, totaling an enterprise value of ₹5,172 crore. These assets hold a total of approximately 2,200 lane kilometers and are located across Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, Telangana and Tamil Nadu, comprising 6 hybrid annuity model HAM assets and 1 built-operate-transfer BOT assets, as stated by Cube Highways Trust. This acquisition proposal has received acceptance from the board of directors of the investment manager, contingent upon the endorsement of ordinary unit holders of Cube Invit. Moving on, Rolls-Royce recently unveiled a significant development in its partnership with IndiGo, with an agreement to supply 60 Trent XWB-84 engines. This marks the first collaboration between Rolls-Royce and IndiGo, underlining the growing importance of the Indian aviation market for the renowned engine manufacturer. Under the terms of the agreement, Rolls-Royce's comprehensive total care service will oversee the maintenance and operation support for the engines, ensuring their optimal performance throughout their life cycle. This comprehensive service package provides IndiGo with peace of mind, allowing them to focus on their core business operations. IndiGo, recognized for its extensive network covering 110 domestic and international destinations, achieved a remarkable milestone in 2023 by flying over 100 million passengers. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices closed in positive territory on April 26th. The NSE Nifty 50 lost 150 points or 0.67% to finish the day's trading at 22,420, while the BSE Sensex pulled back 609 points or 0.82% to close at 73,730.16. Bucking the trend, Nifty Midcap jumped 395.60 points or 0.79% to settle at 50,624.10. Tech Mahindra, Hindalco Industries, SBI Life Insurance, ITC and Tata Steel were the top gainers on NSE Nifty 50 Index, whereas top laggards included Bajaj Finance, Bajaj Finserv, Apollo Hospitals, ICICI Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank. Vedanta's share price experienced a significant gain of more than 5% during morning trading on Friday, propelled by the release of its Q4 results on Thursday. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.